Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh, hey. How are ya? Welcome to Fun Monkeys. This is Roger.
And this is Marie Antoinette.
Oh. Well, hello there, lady. How are you, my fair
what
lady?
What is a foul monkey?
Someone that slings poo.
This is episode 553.
553.
Why does it always got to be me that starts the show?
Because you've always did it. You never let me start the show.
I've never let you.
You've never let me. A. B. The first time I did try to take over the first time, you were like, and this is foul monkey, all eating the microphone.
Calm down, Mary. You have a
who's
pop
Mary?
Garden.
That bitch ain't
it's Mary Magdalene right next to you. You know, that whore. So, welcome to another episode of Foul Monkeys.
What up, y'all? Today, I'm just going
to
be me.
We're going to start out with voicemails, because we forgot to do voicemails on the last show.
Yes, voicemails we need to always play the voicemails.
Get your headphones ready, everyone.
Headphones. Listen closely, y'all. Oh, God, is it going to be Kathy Bacon with her long...
Maybe you never know what comes into Foul Monkeys.
Understandable, understandable messages.
You ready?
As can be. Hurry up, Mama.
Hey there, Ricky. Hey there, Roger. This is RC from Wisconsin. I just wanted to say it was so much fun hanging out with you guys and eating and, you know, chilling at that Greek restaurant with you all and meeting your friends and meeting Roger, especially. You guys are so awesome, and thank you, Ricky, for pulling that together. I'm still actually kind of buzzing from last night, and it's fucking 12:15. Wow. I'm still riding that buzz from last night, so I'm a little drunk right now. Actually, I'm pretty drunk. But anyway, thanks a lot, and you guys are awesome, and I get to know who Pookie is and her girlfriend, and they're so cool. So anyway, I keep saying anyway, I'm a drunk. Thanks for being you guys, and it was so good to see you, Ricky. It's always so good to see you. It's like a little lift. I just love to see you in person because you're so much fun, and you're just like you are, like I've told you a million times, in person as you are on the podcast. And Roger's too. Roger's a little shy, but that's cool. He's a sweetie. And anyway, thanks a lot. So it was good to see you. And happy birthday and anniversary to Jimmy Bear and Steve, his partner, his husband for 10 years. So it's 10 years now. And I got to see Timmy Sims and hang out with you all and DeAndre. And yeah, it was a blast. Bye, guys.
So he actually sent this like 5 minutes after we finished recording last Sunday.
Right. So we didn't get a chance to put it up
on the show.
As we were leaving, we're like, oh, we got a message. Bloop.
We have another voicemail. So why are you taking your headphones off?
I didn't take them off. I just laid them down.
Calm down.
Calm down, Mary.
Right. Calm down.
Calm down, Guadalupe.
Can we just say Lupe for short?
You're not Mexican. You can't do that.
Rude. I'm Mexican by several injections.
That's nasty.
Oh, how does this work? Roger doesn't speak bacon, and I'm the crazy one? Hello. All right. Okay, so Michigan is the street. But, let me see my trip. I'm going to Chicago for a concert. What's funny is I'm not going to Chicago to see, like, Pink. Well, of course, I don't know if she's in concert there, but what I was kind of thinking is the concert is Saturday. Is there a Broadway theater in Chicago? I was wondering if we could catch a matinee on Sunday. But anyway, I was mapping out. Okay, so I'm 200 miles from the interstate. I'm not 200 miles from the interstate. I'm 70 miles from the interstate. So anyway, now we're thinking about taking our car there. So we're thinking about taking our car there. What do you think? Should I take my car there? It's kind of a horse apiece. I can either spend $400 in gas driving there, or I can spend, $780 on plane tickets going back and forth. But to me, it doesn't really matter. The luxury of the car doesn't bother me. The distance doesn't bother any of us. We got a video recorder in there so we can watch movies. We'll just like hit up the Red Box before we leave. The other thing is, I like the scenic view. So what we're planning on doing is probably just making my daughter skip school on Friday and leaving Friday. If we left at 6 o'clock in the morning, we could get there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't think that's bad for a long drive, but we're still debating. Just still debating that one. It's a ways off. So now what was hard to understand about that message?
Wait, first of all, why do you want to say?
Language of bacon.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know.
It's a new language that's being discovered.
I like that she has a little bacon.
Right.
You do have a DVD player, you fucker. It's in your PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. But is it regular DVDs?
My God. It's
regular Blu-ray DVDs. Only.
No. And they do have it on Blu-ray.
No one watches a DVD on the PS4.
Everyone watches a DVD on the PS4, I'm just saying. But anyway.
Kathy Bacon,
I swear to God, she's having that conversation with someone. And she's having that conversation with someone, and they're responding. We're listening just to her end.
Oh, okay.
I love her messages. Well,
apparently, like, as Roger gave me the sign of balling out of control,
yeah,
which is just flipping the bills, just making it rain. I mean, because
she said, she was like, well, we could drive and spend the 400 and odd number of dollars, or we could just take a plane ride back and forth for about $800.
It doesn't matter to me.
I mean, well, hell, do you want to just fly us out there? We could just come to you.
Right.
I mean,
well, she's in South Dakota. We can go see Mount Rushmore.
I've never been, so
me
yeah,
either.
We can go.
We should drive.
No, you can drive.
I told Miss Bacon that Tony and I were thinking about driving out there, and she's like, "Oh, there's some nice hotels around."
Oh.
She actually is looking for a nice hotel, like when she's here.
Uh-huh.
There's not like a lot with. Like in the city. Like.
No. Well, now that I heard that statement, I definitely don't want to send her at the heart of Chicago.
Right. Oh, no.
She'd probably have a fit.
Her limit is like, I think she said like 300 a night or 255 or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, she's Mariah Carey.
So she can stay at the Trump. She can stay at the Trump Hotel if she'd like.
And you talk about my rich friends.
Right. But no, your rich friends are. Like, I want to be them.
Kathy Bacon is spending towards $400 for a fucking night in a hotel.
And she's coming here for a concert.
That's a pretty rich friend.
So, yeah.
Have her go to the GoFundMe that we have set up.
Kathy Bacon's our rich friend. She can stay in the Gold Coast.
Anyway.
She can stay in Oprah's old building. Actually, she could just rent out Oprah's penthouse.
Wow. She's like that?
She's like that.
Good for her. Do we have any more voicemails?
No, that's all the voicemails. Thank you, everyone, for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Everyone.
I just want to say that when we have our live show scheduled for Pride 48, we are planning on taking...
Live calls?
Yes. We want to do live calls on that show.
Oh, hell.
And we don't know the time yet,
nope.
Correct?
I think today we're going to find out.
Tonight. Okay. So, obviously, next week we'll... hand out that information if we don't post it on Facebook right away, because I don't know if you want to post it on Facebook before we announce it.
Maybe it'll be a surprise until up to the very last minute.
No, motherfucker, because I want people to call. So I want this to be scheduled. Yeah.
But if they're going to call live, then...
Well, no, but I want to make sure that we have... I want to make sure that we have a lot of people in the room and that those people that are in the room will call.
Oh, okay.
But if you think a week
before... Take charge.
Since I didn't say that in the beginning.
That will not tweet.
I do tweet. Oh, God. You need to check the thread.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway,
let's check the thread.
I wanted to send out a couple of
shout outs
to Sater 69, because I know he was going back and forth and he was talking about the Pride 48 and blah blah blah. He'll know the answer when we get the fucking answer. love you, mean it. Dennis J, you're funny.
Dennis is like, I literally think he's like the number one listener.
Awesome.
If there's anyone else out there that thinks they can say that they're the number one listener, then you need to contact us, but probably not.
It's probably him.
Yeah.
I like our number one fan.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
He's funny. I like his tweets. They're funny. Mm-hmm. So I just want to send a shout out to him because I know he's been going back and forth with both of us. Lala 409 in your coffee.
She's coming to visit us. She's going to be here the last week of June. We're going to go to the Pride Parade. Are you excited?
I am not going to.
Yes,
bullshit.
You are.
No, I'm not.
I told her you are, so you will.
I'm not.
She's here to see us, so yes, you will.
Nope.
Get ready. Get your parasol ready.
Nope. But speaking of Pride weekend, do you know who's going to perform?
Really don't care.
Anyway, so Who? Back to the tweets. No, you don't care, so I don't care about telling you.
If it's not Mariah, I don't care.
And then, of course,
Mariah
that
Carey would actually sing at a Pride Parade.
No, that's so beneath her. Which is no offense to the performers that are performing at Pride Fest, but that's just way beneath her.
What's the biggest person they had sing here, you think?
Well, I mean, they had RuPaul at one point.
Yeah, but when?
Like 6 years ago?
Okay.
It was when she released...
The Red album? The one in the red?
I think so, maybe. I can't remember. Because I can't remember. She performed a lot of her hits. We've had Deborah Cox, and she's pretty big, but more in the dance world now than anything. I mean, we have Deborah Gibson. Deborah. We've had Tiffany. And Deborah.
Tiffany.
We had...
We need Monica and Brandy.
That would probably be on their, like, C-list-ish. They would probably do. Well, so the performers that are going to perform are Mia... Jennifer Hudson and
Mia, the R&B singer.
Oh. And
Jennifer Hudson?
She's going to perform, and Thelma Houston. So
is that Whitney Houston's cousin?
I think so.
Or aunt or something like that?
Yeah, possibly. I think that's what it was. Anyway, they're the ones that are performing. And then there's a couple other, like...
They have like six stages, right? Something like that during Pride Fest.
I think they have three.
Different things play at different times.
Yeah, because I think there's the one at the end of by the Whole Foods.
Ends.
Right, there's two at both
and
ends.
And one in the middle.
And then one by the 7-Eleven. So it's just those three. And then they have like smaller DJ ones. Like one is usually by Hydrate. And then I think there's one by Spin. But Spin closed. It's done. Shut. Goodbye. Finito.
Bye.
Doors are locked.
No more twinks.
Padlock is done.
Where are they going to go?
Oh, God, I hope they fucking...
Well, it wasn't really popular anyway, so not all
of
people
went
there.
I mean, like, they had...
It's a good club. That's the sucky thing, because it has multiple layers. You can have multiple different kinds of songs.
But I'll tell you the reason why it didn't do... It's not that it didn't do well, because I don't think it actually did bad. The owner just didn't want to do it anymore. That's why he closed it. That's literally why... They interviewed him, and he's like, I'm just tired. I don't want to do it anymore. He's like, so I close it down. And he's like, so if whoever wants to buy it, they can buy it and they can do whatever they want with it. But I close it. And because I know him personally. And
well, he doesn't own the building, right? No,
actually,
he pays rent.
No, I don't. I think he did own the building. I think so. I'm not for sure. Or he owned that part of the bar because it was turned into a condo building. I'm not exactly sure because I remember he had a huge. He went through a lot to get the permit to expand. So I think he might have had to have owned the building or owned that part because it had been turned into.
Could you imagine living next door to that?
My friend used to live next door to Roscoe's. So the owner of Roscoe's used to have like a brickstone, like two, like, what was it? Three, a brownstone, I'm sorry. Like three houses down from the alley of Roscoe's.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned that building. And so he rented from that apartment building. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
What are you doing?
My thing is all kinds of mixed up right now. It's tingled. But anyway, I mean, it was like, I remember another friend of mine used to live above Roscoe's, and he said it was awful. He was like, it was, I mean, it's like, you know, you have to kind of have that sort of, you have to be okay with that noise. You have to be ready with the
boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
And
boom, boom,
another friend boom. Of mine used to live above what now is a minibar.
Mm-hmm.
It was something else before. It's gone through many variations. It used to be a sandwich restaurant, and a sandwich restaurant almost got caught on fire because they didn't have the proper, like, kitchen. I mean, it was a disaster. But when we stayed over there, even, like, just staying in on a Friday night, it was impossible.
Minibar is expensive, right?
No, I mean, it's about the same as going to any. They don't. That's the thing I like about Chicago is that even though, like, you would think most places would upcharge you on drinks because depending on how, like, the level of popularity. It's, I don't think it's
drinking
any more expensive.
Expensive in
it
Chicago.
Is, but the thing is, like, for example, when I go to Sidetrack, I know who to go because I know almost all of the bartenders. And I'm personal friends with some of the bartenders. So I, like, know to go to them because, what you know, of course, like most places, if you know the bartender, they're not going to charge you a lot for the drink because they're going to expect more for a tip. And so there's that leeway. And I think that if you know bartenders at, you know, at the bars, like, you'll always get good discounts. And, I mean, back in the day, honey, we own that town. Okay. Oh, yes, mama. But it was, I don't think it's any more expensive than.
Oh, we need to talk about the barbecue.
Barbecue?
The barbecue we had at Pookie's.
Pookie's house. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, before we do that, I don't want to send a shout out to these hateful people, the Craptastic It's All About Me podcast, but I will anyway, because I'm a good person. Yes, hunties, all in the same breath. I also want to send a shout out to Jay from Colorado. He was with us at the luncheon and it was so nice to have met him. And I know we've sent out thank yous to all of them, but he also did tweet us. Also to Larry Wilson. Thanks for getting back in touch with Fun Monkeys. We appreciate you coming back.
He lives in Chicago.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've seen him around. And Gary M, not sure who that is, but thanks. we were having a Mimi discussion.
We love the memes.
We do love the memes. Erin Gibson, she favored our tweet.
I know.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
She is fucking hilarious. So that means she's got to probably be listening to our podcast. I hope that she is, at least. And I can't wait. Hopefully we can get to meet you at your show in Chicago. And we could trade podcast notes because that's going to be amazing. I would love. Wouldn't it be fun to do a podcast with them?
That would be pretty
fun. Or even, like, even if we did, like...
But how about you come over to our house and you look at our shitty studio and tell us what we need to do?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it... Look, the library is open. Come read us. We welcome it. It's like having Bianca come and read us.
Small. Uncomfortable. Dogs.
Oh, my God. It's just listening to them when they go back at each other. It's just they're funny. They're pretty funny. And then a couple. Chuck Richter. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. And Louis Bridziak. They are now following us. I hope I said your names correctly.
I think they're spam.
You think so? I don't think so. That's pretty real to me. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because it says he's a CEO and executive editor of angelswin.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spammy. Let's see the other one.
So we had a barbecue last week. We went to Pookie's house. It was very nice of her to have it. We played some words, our Cards Against Humanity.
That was
which was fun.
Okay, if you'd like to call it that.
We had some good food, although Roger didn't eat what I made.
I can't because of the pasta. I'm sorry.
Because it hits you, Tim.
You know, I would just like for one of my friends and not to give me shit for my medical issues. That's what I would like. I don't want to see the face. I don't want to see the eyes. I just don't want to hear anything. I just want one of my friends to just be like, oh, that really does suck.
I did say that earlier.
Ricky. Anyway. So I didn't eat your yummy looking salad because of
that.
Well,
thank you for saying it's yummy.
I don't even taste it, but it looked yummy.
Well, but you didn't say it was the pasta you couldn't eat. You know what you could not eat in it? The celery.
I don't like celery either. That's another reason why I wouldn't eat it. That is another reason why I wouldn't eat it. But I wouldn't.
And apparently, Pookie doesn't like celery or tomatoes because when she was eating hers, she just took all that out.
You know what? Yeah, it's funny. I didn't realize she didn't like celery either. I don't like celery. Period. But I would have eaten it if it didn't have the celery. I mean, I can't because it's pasta. But
what about whole grain pasta?
I can't. I can't do anything that's like. It really does suck. And even when I eat bread now, like I'm starting to notice, like eating bread. I'm starting to like shy away from eating bread. You need to
get that stone ground bread.
No, I need to just not eat like carbs, period. Like, because that's literally anytime I eat, remember I told you on a text message that they have at Smoke, they have awesome
macaroni and
cheese. Like,
I'll have yours.
No, I can substitute it for something else. But they also have really amazing baked beans with like chunks of brisket in it. Oh, this guy is so amazing. Can't eat it.
They have cornbread there.
Yes, and I think the cornbread is done with like I think it's done with like a little bit of the grease from the, like the meat, so it's amazing. But anyways, like it's just it really sucks.
Thank God,
like,
we're at 21 minutes.
Right. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this guy. Yeah, it really does suck. I wish I don't wish this on anyone, but it really it's frustrating. Very frustrating.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I put you in situations where you have to eat that.
No, I mean, I try to do what I can, but I think the thing that it sucks about it the most is that I'm starting to get to the point where I really don't know what else to eat. Like I'm not the type of person that would like that. You know how some people are like, oh, let me just have a salad today because I think it's just, oh, that's what I want. Like they crave a salad. I'm not like that. And I didn't grow up.
And you're
like,
Mexican. Right. No Mexican eats a salad.
No.
Unless it's like taco salad.
Or unless they're from like Los Angeles where they grew up like always eating healthy. Like no one does. Like not that I grew up eating unhealthy because I think that, you know, for the most part, my mom and my grandmother.
Mexican food isn't really healthy. Like if they make it traditionally, it's not healthy.
No, it's not. I mean, it can be. And I think over the time because of my grandmother's health issues, like. You know, she's had heart problems and things like that. We've had to switch over to eating a little healthier. So, like, we didn't eat with a lot of salt. We would always have some sort of green. We would always have some sort of, like, salad of some sort. So, something green and vegetable, always. It was, didn't matter what. Green beans, broccoli, spinach, zucchini, anything that was a vegetable, we always had with our meal. So, we didn't eat really unhealthily, but...
But it doesn't sucks. Help that the beans that you're eating has 4 sticks of butter mashed in with it.
Right. Well, it was cooked with lard. Animal lard. Yeah. Like pig lard.
That makes it sound gross, but so good.
But, you know, it sucks because it's like I'm getting to the point where I don't know what else to eat.
So much cheese. Yeah. There's so much cheese in the Mexican cuisine.
And yesterday
I love crumble cheese. Oh, my God. I eat the shit out of that.
Like the queso fresco?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Especially when it's literally fresh.
And I like the, what is it, Oaxaca? Mm-hmm. The one that's like string cheese, but in a ball.
Yep.
Love that.
That's kind of like mozzarella, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But it's so good.
I can't eat
any... I like quesadilla cheese.
So yesterday... melts real quick. We went to a Mexican restaurant because we went to over a friend's house. And right around the corner from where they live. By the way, you think that my friends in Evanston, their house is awesome? No, this place was wow. Like, I think that the amount of the shit that they had inside the house was probably the same amount of money they spent on the house. If that gives you any idea as to how, like, beautifully decorated this place was.
Where do they live?
Lincoln Park. Like, Wrigleyville, Lakeview, Lincoln Park.
So they don't have... Is it a condo house?
No, baby. This house was built brand new. Oh. It's a...
Gay couple?
Yes. One is a doctor and one is a top realtor. Yeah.
Top.
1.5 million a year for him. And then, of course, his doctor, his boyfriend is an OBGYN.
That makes me laugh. Yeah. Because he's looking at the vagina. JJ all day long.
Pretty much.
I wonder if he goes, ooh, to all of them.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Ooh, girl. Your shit looks like a clam.
Ew. Oh my God, you got wizard sleeves.
Whoosh.
Anyway. Yeah, anyways, it sucks, but whatever. I think now moving back home to my mom's place, and then, you know, like, I think I'll be able to, like, eat a little bit healthier because my mom, you know, like, her and I will go shopping, and my mom tries to eat a little healthier, so I think that's going to help a lot.
When do I get to meet your mom? I met Pookie's mom. She's beautiful.
Yeah. We'll go over. I was planning on going over next Sunday, so if you want to go, we can...
Oh, busy.
Yeah. the worst friend ever, everyone. Anyway. Oh, I need to find a yoga place, too.
Oh, you guys, I joined a gym last week, and I went to go buy some new shoes, because I needed new shoes to walk in, right. And they're super cute.
They are. They're not white, they're blue.
They're hashtag lout.
People can really see me. I like them.
But, yeah, I need to get this wonderful body back in shape. So we're going to work on it. Which totally means Tony can't cook anymore.
You know, honestly, like, it is all about what you put in your mouth. In every sense of the word.
It sure is.
I mean, like, you can get fat, you can get sick, you can get herpes.
Wouldn't that be the same thing as sick?
Well... I would consider that extremely gross and nasty.
But not sick.
There's a different level of sickness. I don't know if that one is... I think that's just fucking gross. I shouldn't even say that because, God forbid, knock on fake wood.
What, can't you, like, herpes simplex 1 is, like, really easy to pass. Like, you can get that from fruit and shit, right?
Well, everyone has the herpes whatever, but it's dormant. And then you get...
Oh, your herpes showing on your lip right now.
You get a stanky dick and...
Stank dick.
Dirty dick and it's all done. And then you got a fruit basket on your lips. It's gross. You got blueberries.
You got grapes, girl.
Why you got blueberries all over... Why you got them raspberries all up on your lip?
That's my birthmark.
Can you scrape it off?
No.
Oh my God, there was... So I don't know if you saw this this thing that was going around on Facebook about that woman, quote unquote, that got herpes from McDonald's.
No.
Oh my God. So really quickly. So apparently it's fake. And it was from a long time ago, but I guess it's been updated or whatever. Anyway, so they were passing around this article that was saying this girl went to McDonald's, ordered a chicken sandwich, and said that the mayo didn't taste like mayo, but it tasted like something very familiar to her. And we were like, okay, and she was like, and it tasted like cum, like semen. And she was like, and that was just a very familiar taste to me. Oh, slut.
Oh, expert.
Right. Whore. Right. So apparently she had enough.
But it only takes really one time to taste that to know.
Well, you know. I mean, I don't know about that. Anyways, I think you can't do, like, if it's in, you can't taste it that well in.
I know.
In, like, mayo. I've tried.
I mean.
Yeah. Like a hot dog.
Ew.
Anyway, so then of course she had the smarts to save it and then send it to get tested, and then when she got it tested, it came out that the semen had herpes. So now she had herpes all over her lips, and then they send this picture from WebMD of what it looks like, and that's where I got the whole raspberry thing, because it looked fucking nasty.
Well, can herpes still really live that long? In mayo?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's why everybody was like, it's a lie. I'm like, as soon as I said, I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking stupid.
Whatevs.
Ugh, root.
So, well, I think we're done, right? This is kind of like some, this is an off week, I think.
You're off.
Jack off.
Whack off.
Beat off. What are you doing? Why are you typing? You're supposed to be paying attention to the show.
I am paying attention to you. You clearly want to get off because you think that we don't have anything to talk about.
Well, what else we got?
Oh, and I forgot to say, send a shout out to Kwakikia Kokulia. Spam. Thanks.
Spam.
Oh, and by the way, I like the fact that you were pimping me out to Terry. Apparently... And I quote...
Oh!
Wait. And I quote, Ricky and I have decided you can get it if I ever find myself in Chicago and the hubby is cool with it. Apparently, you don't get a say.
Yeah.
Wait. So I said, I can get what? And he goes, apparently my idea to see if you can hold your composure while getting head and recording the show got the green light.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised. I'm happy I didn't have no
idea. And you know what I told him? He's like, well, we just have to convince Roger. I was like, no, he does what I tell him to do.
And I said, oh, wow. Not what people are watching. If I was on Google Hangout at home.
I just want to mention that we got an email from an author who's going to be sending us copies of his book.
Yes.
Signed. We're going to read it, critique it, and then give out the books as prizes.
What's the author's name again?
His name is Jeremy Scott Blaustein.
Blaustein. So he's probably Jewish.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't try not to judge people by their last names.
I'm not. Why does everybody? You know, actually, that's not the first time that I've said, oh, he's probably Jewish. Someone was like, well, but God, that's so racist. Why is that racist? I love all my Jewish peeps. Hello, I'm like soulfully Jewish. Hello,
soulfully Jewish.
Yeah, I feel like
what's that mean?
That I'm. I feel like I in a past life of mine, I was a Jew, an oppressed Jew. Oh,
like
an oppressed Jew.
Anne Frank.
No,
not that oppressed.
No, I was like more like depressed. Moses. I was like Jesus. I was walking around town talking some crazy shit. Then got killed.
I could see it.
I'm like, then got killed.
But you came back.
I did. And I terrorized Irwin's heart.
You had that last supper with all those Menzes.
All those Marys. With one lesbian.
Right. Named Mary.
Right. Named Mary. My God, we're so going to get the Christian hate mail.
Oh, we were downtown. Me and Kevin were downtown. Your faces are so...
Oh, by the way, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
The movie was so amazing.
Maleficent. It was so awesome.
I thought you said it sucked.
No.
You said Maleficent suck. I think that's what you... Someone said that. Anyway, go ahead.
I read reviews. They said it was bad. But for a kid's movie, it was pretty good. I liked it.
I'd rather watch X-Men.
I've already seen that, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't get invited to that either.
Oh, well, actually, you were invited, but you were out with your friends.
I was not actually invited.
Yeah, so we're going to get this over with before someone gets sad.
Someone gets stabbed?
Oh, but what I was saying, we were downtown, and, like, all the holy rollers were out, like, holding the signs up. Oh, yeah,
what was that for?
I don't know. There were vans driving around with scripture being read.
Was it Mark's people? You know, Westboro?
Oh, Westboro? No, they weren't dressed like Westboro. They were dressed like those... Like illegal people that they pay to hold signs up.
So it's Ed's people.
It's what?
Ed's people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured.
But then there were people driving around in vans that were reading scripture. It was so stupid. God, I don't, hate that. Whatever.
But you know, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Oh,
back to the whole, anyways.
Okay.
Terry's birthday was yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before
yesterday? Yeah.
So happy birthday to him. He showed me a little bit of his birthday suit.
Oh, I appreciated that. I've seen that like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So. I didn't see all of that. Let's be clear. I saw a respectable part of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry. Terry.
All right. Are we out of here?
Oh, God, you should watch so cool. Do you see how she runs me off the road?
Yep, off the road.
Oh, fucking hateful bitch.
Hateful.
Totally hateful.
Maybe we'll record on the road, because we seem to have a lot more to talk about when we're in the car.
We could do that if you want. We could record another 30 minutes.
I'm busy.
But yeah, busy being in my fucking car doing nothing but bitching and moaning.
Bitch and moaning. Bitch and moaning.
Oh, by the way, are you... I don't know if you're a J-Lo fan. I kind of get the hint that you're not.
Well,
are you kind of like
sometimes I'm a J-Lo fan if there's not a pit bull involved.
I'm going to record your faces one day.
Doing it makes you laugh really hard.
I'm going to get you those fucking molester glasses. Did you see the post? Loved it. Oh my God. It was what character was she? Was she the birthday girl or the Target lady?
Who?
The post of
Oh, the face. Oh, no, wasn't that Yeah, it's the birthday girl, I think.
I'm so excited. It's
my God. God.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yes! Balloons!
I love her. God, she's fucking... Anyway, but... So I just wanted to mention to everyone that J-Lo's album... AKA is going to be dropping on June 17th. I'm really excited because I do love me some J-Lo. I think she's gorgeous.
Ay, yay!
I don't know why he's speaking in Mexican. She is Puerto Rican American.
Same thing.
Yeah. So anyways, that is about it. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll probably record another show on the road because it's going to take us a while to get down there. So might as well do it. Wow. It's like a squirrel dying.
Let's sing our outro.
What's our outro? You're thirsty. Speaking of singing, did you listen to that amazing tape that you apparently passed on to that crap-tastic podcast show called It's All About Me?
Oh, the Mariah Carey singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
you were
really
so good.
I was not.
Love it.
Oh, I was so amazing. I think I was like Alicia. I think it was like Alicia. Yeah, well, you know, that's what the Beatles sound like to me.
Ouch.
What an accent. An English one.
Which sounds like.
Hi.
All right, we're out of here.
This is Ricky.
And this is Roger. Deuces, y'all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.